Happy Friday, Juicy Geniuses. Welcome to another interview. Today, Leanne and I are here with a fabulous Juicy Genius entrepreneur by the name of Kristen Berg. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Kristen. And just like Leanne and I, she went to the University of Alberta, where she actually studied engineering and got her engineering degree. And she followed up with a master's degree at the Royal Roads University in Communications. Now, her next step might not be what you'd expect. Unlike many people who would probably then go into an engineering career, Kristen actually spent some time down in Buenos Aires, where she discovered and fell in love with tango. Soon after her time in South America, she moved back to Montreal, which is the tango mecca of Canada, and successfully launched her very own tango studio called the Tango Social Club. Now, in less than 1 year, her club, the Tango Social Club, has become the go-to place for tango lovers in Montreal. And today, Kristen is here with us to share her story and some juicy words of wisdom with us. So welcome to the call, Kristen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you today on the line. And just to start off this interview, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about yourself and about your story?
Okay. So after university, I had been away from dance for many years. And I finally took up dance again, and it was modern instead of ballet. I had studied ballet for so long, and then I started modern dance, and it felt like freedom. And it was my first introduction to movement improvisation. And that changed my whole life. What came next was the start of a personal revolution for me. I wanted to do a master's then, and I wanted to live abroad. And I took a break from working to concentrate on my research and went to Argentina to learn tango. And the dance form, it really grabbed me because I was exploring at the time what it means to have bonds with people. Tango is a partner dance, and it's all about being in tune with another person and improvising in harmony with that person. So after I moved back from Buenos Aires, I couldn't stop talking about tango. I was thinking about it all the time. And so I made the decision to move to Montreal. And there's a very large, very vibrant community of tango dancers here. And like you mentioned, I opened up a dance school last year called Tango Social Club. So it also functions like a social club for those who share a love of Argentine tango. It's a very fun place to be. People tell me they feel good in my studio, and that really means the world to me.
That's amazing, and thank you so much for sharing more of your story with us. So it sounds like a lot of people, you started off studying at school, doing what you thought you should do, and then you actually got back into a childhood passion. And that's actually something that is quite common, and a lot of people, their life path changes later on in life when they get back into or revisit a passion of one of theirs that they had as a child. And in this case, it sounds like that was actually what happened with you. So the one thing that I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about is when exactly you had your stroke of juicy genius. So what was it, like, what was that one moment that you had when you were like, do you know what, I don't want to pursue my career in engineering, my communications master's, yep, that was great to have, and that led you to your passion for tango, but when did you decide that opening the Tango Social Club was something you were going to pursue? Because that's a huge, huge undertaking to just make up your mind, move to a new city, and start a new business from scratch.
The best way I can think to describe it is that I fell in love. So I fell in love with the tango community here. And then I fell in love with this way of serving the community. And we started very small. We started with a small space, very limited resources. It was like a side thing that we were doing on weekends. And holy cow, there was such good energy in the air. And when we put effort into these events, it really started to have a life of its own. And what impressed me and motivated me the most was the extent to which people appreciated our efforts. So when you provide your own unique service and brand to an existing community of people, it's so fulfilling. So you bring smiles to people's faces and facilitate their experience of music and dance. And so, yes, I was more afraid of what would happen to me if I stopped doing that than if I took the risk to actually start the business, find a big studio to rent and get set up, like, for real. I was more afraid of not doing that than of going for it. I couldn't imagine my life without this type of fulfillment in it, this way of serving the community.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Kristen. I love what you said about once you got the ball rolling and you really started building a community around it, the feeling and the motivation and the inspiration that you received from those people who you were helping was such a gift. And the thought of letting them down was almost more of a fear than actually going ahead and taking that leap and starting your own business. And I think that's so key. Leanne and I quite often talk about the power of community, whether it be online or offline, and really rallying people together, especially with a shared passion, is so powerful.
Yeah,
and so
it's key.
This kind of leads into my next question, and I guess you could just expand on what you said, but, you know, a lot of people are very afraid to step away from the norm, whether it be to not continue along the path they started with their education or to leave a traditional 9-to-5 job in order to start their own business. But was it hard taking the leap into something completely new and unknown? And how did you go about doing it?
I think I probably thought it was hard at the time, but now when I look back, I'm like, oh, it wasn't so hard. Because rather than making one giant leap into something unknown, it wasn't unknown. We took very little steps, one after the next, and I just didn't stop. There wasn't a plan laid out in front of me when I first started. There was no set choreography, to use a dance analogy. New things are scary, so I familiarized myself as much as possible by immersing myself in tango culture. And that happened because I'm in love with the dance and with the music. And I think if you're a really keen observer and you're ready to, like a sponge, to absorb what's going on around you and you can really be present, it won't take long before you can identify how best to serve people. So it didn't feel like a leap, but just like a logical sort of next baby step.
Thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom. There's a couple of things in there that I heard you say that really stood out to me. So to begin with, you said it wasn't like you took a giant leap. You actually did things in small, manageable steps, and it was one step after another, and you never stop going. I think that a lot of times, you know, people do things in different ways. Sometimes they dive right in, they go full out, and then other times they focus on what they're doing right now, maybe as a career, but then they start building on their passions and turning their passions into a successful business on the side. And it sounds like that worked really well for you. And I always encourage people to remember that you don't need to do things a set way. There's different ways, and it's exploring which method of turning your dreams into reality will work best for you.
Exactly.
And something else that I really, really like that you said is that you familiarized yourself with the tango culture. We recently interviewed another Juicy Genius, and she started a jewelry design business, and she totally immersed herself in learning the ins and outs of jewelry manufacturing. And again, she was like a sponge, and just like you said, you were like a sponge, and she was willing to learn, and you said you were willing to learn. So these are some trends that I'm really noticing, and I think it's always a good reminder to educate ourselves always and to continue to educate ourselves. And when you're starting a business, inevitably there's going to be some learning curves. So be present and be open. So those are great advice. Thank you so much for sharing. So if you had to give somebody one juicy tip about stepping away from the norm and really breaking out of the mold of what they have been doing to what they actually want to do, what would that be?
I'd say that movement is your friend. I'm quoting Sark when I say, go where you want to be and the resources will follow. So start moving your body. Just put yourself where you want to be, like literally go there, and then be super observant and you'll be amazed what happens.
That's amazing advice, actually. And I think that I've heard people say, you know, get active and really, you know, put your body into it. But it's true. The hardest step is always the first step. And I think if you take that step, like you said, even though it is a little bit hard, when you have that passion and when you are ready to just be open and absorb all of the knowledge that comes with, you know, that first step and really learning as you go, then magic really does happen. And I think that's such a strong takeaway that everyone listening here can apply to any area of their life, really. Anytime you want to achieve a goal that seems a little bit bigger than you, the way to get there is just to take that first step. So thank you for sharing that, Kristen. And, you know, the last question that we want to ask you, and this is fun, and I think one of the most inspirational parts of our interviews, and we love hearing all of our juicy geniuses talk about this, but, you know, you've gone from studying, doing an undergrad, doing a master's degree, working your butt off, and knowing how that feels to really be under tight deadline and not really have the freedom of life that you'd want to have, but now that you're obviously an entrepreneur and you are tied somewhat to your studio, you still probably have that freedom and flexibility that comes with being an entrepreneur, but, you know, we'd like to know, what is absolutely the best part of living your passions every single day?
I would say, oh gosh, there's so many things. compared to before I started this business, the main thing is that I have more energy. And I'd say that's because I'm no longer wasting energy trying to fix or tweak the work part of my life. I was always tweaking. I was always trying to fix it. rather than starting with a blank page or doing something totally completely different. And so now I also love that being an entrepreneur forces me to be more present in my whole life and more accountable to myself, because it's very easy to get lazy in those areas when we are just going through the motions at a day job that we're not fully engaged in. So cutting off that sort of energy waster, the trying to fix and tweaking the work part of my life, like now that that's gone, that's a freedom that I like. So it's not just that, it's not the more traditional freedom that comes with being an entrepreneur, but it's the freedom from needing to tweak something that I didn't feel totally in control of.
Mm-hmm. What you said, I think, is very common for a lot of people to experience this. They don't even actually realize it. So much energy is spent in the day-to-day and trying to motivate yourself to do something that you don't necessarily love. And really, at the end of the day, you can actually look at the situation and you realize that there's a lot more than the minor details that can be changed. So it's actually taking a different perspective and approach. So that's interesting that you said that. And I do encourage people to, when they get into that place where they're tired and drained with what they're doing every day, really start to evaluate and ask yourself, is this something that I really want to do? Because Alex and I, we're busy girls, but we love every day and we're full of energy and, you know, we're passionate about what we do, and I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs are like that. They're some of the busiest people I know, but they're also some of the most energetic and fun and adventurous people because of the way they choose to live their life, and they can live their life because they're following their passion.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you so much for sharing all of your juicy tips with us today. There is a lot of things that you said in here, and it's just so obvious that you're very passionate about this, not only for yourself, but for providing and creating a wonderful community for people to come together and connect and bond. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much. And if people want to learn more about you and your Tango Social Club, where can they go, Kristen?
The website is tangosocialclub.ca. Mm-hmm. And I also have a blog at kristenberg.com.
Okay, wonderful. And for everyone listening, we will put those links below the video. And you can learn more about Kristen and her beautiful tango studio there. So thanks so much, Kristen, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Kristen.
You too. Thanks so much.